The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Happy Friday, Cowboys Nation. TGIF. I love Fridays and I missed you guys very much. Welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez. That's at Jess Navarez _ on Twitter. And we officially made it to the end of our work week. We love that. Today is Friday, June 9th. Happy Friday, my friends. And minicamp season has officially come to an end. We're going to talk all about the highlights from this week. But first, here's your reminder to go subscribe to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network wherever you listen to your podcast. While you're at it, we would really appreciate all the sweet reviews and all 5 stars with that rating. Of course, to keep up with BTB, you can give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, give us a like on Facebook, or go subscribe to our YouTube channel. 10 out of 10 would recommend doing all of that if you haven't already. Well, like I mentioned, the Cowboys just wrapped up minicamp in Frisco, and we heard from Mike McCarthy as well as some of the guys during the week, so let's just break it all down for you. Of course, we have to kick things off with what we heard from QB1 Dak Prescott himself. Here's what he said about owning the offense and how he can ensure that that's going to happen into the rest of the offseason so he can master it by the start of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm in a good spot. Obviously, there's more to grow. As I said, I'll use these 5 weeks to make sure that I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's in that sense. But I feel like when you have Mike and as open as he is about communicating, making sure I know what I like, what's at the top of my chart, what maybe I don't feel great about, it's been pretty easy to make sure that I'm doing that and I'm mastering what I'm good at. And so I feel great at the things that we've put in, that we've done. And I'd say, yeah, I'm saying I own it, but I want to obviously own it more.
He also touched base on the offense, making more of a switch to a West Coast offensive style. But here's how he explained what that means for the Cowboys and how much input he has in the entire thing.
It's funny. This is the Texas Coast. We've just renamed that, the quarterback. So it's got definitely some West Coast principles, but has a little bit of what we've done in the past, and just obviously marrying them together with a lot of detail and maybe, in a sense, a system that's not out there. So there you go.
How much freedom do you have within it? Like, are you able to change
things? Yeah, no, I'm 100% able to change things, expect it to change things, I guess you can say, much more than anything. Not oh, it's there for you to do, but there's certain plays, there's certain situations that he can call one play and there's 3 to 4 plays in that call depending on the defense I get, and I'm expected to get to that look. So, as you said, the cerebral part is just sharpening that and just, I feel like I'm more, the signals are firing, you know what I mean? And I'm being, pressed. It's clicking, and I'm being pressed and being challenged in ways that maybe I haven't before, but it's awesome. It's fun.
Now, we just can't talk about this Cowboys offense without talking about wide receiver Brandon Cooks. He spoke about how it is adapting to playing with Dak Prescott, and here's what he had to say about that.
I think it's going pretty well. We're using this spring to be able to do what we can, and obviously this summer, before camp, we'll continue to use that time to really work together and get on the same page.
Some sessions set up, like during the break you guys had before?
He's working on something.
Yeah. Backyard.
Yeah, no, you never know. Wherever it is, I'll be there.
He was asked how this Cowboys offense compares to some of the other ones he's played with. Here was his answer to that question.
I think it's special. I mean, obviously, Coach McCarthy been doing it at a high level for a long time. Every offense is going to have its little different nuances, but I love it because, you know, we talk, let's play fast, let's get on the ball, let's attack, not wait for things to come to us, and I love that as an officer. No doubt, no doubt.
Speaking of new additions, well, you can't forget about cornerback Stephon Gilmore. He spoke about adjusting to being in Dallas and just how comfortable he is here overall. So here's what he said about that.
I'm comfortable, still learning, new guys around, but I'm excited for the opportunity because, you know, this got a lot of talent on this team, so I'm just looking forward to, you know, helping these guys out as much as I can in the classroom and on the field also.
As for his thoughts on working with Dan Quinn?
He's great, you know, he mixed the coverages up, you know, he's simple, we disguise a lot, so. It's going to allow us to make more plays. I see why his defense has always been great in the past. So I'm glad I'm playing for him now.
Absolutely no one is surprised that he enjoys it. Now, let's move on to what Mike McCarthy had to say. He was specifically asked if he had a theme in mind for the 2023-2024 season. And he said he does, but we didn't actually hear what it was. And so here's what he said about why he picks a theme every season for his teams. Because keep in mind, this is something he's done in the past before he coached the Cowboys as well. But anyways, go ahead and take a listen.
I know what the theme is, but I'm not going to reveal the word yet. I'm going around a couple of different things. And to be honest with you, I just have always done it this way. And, you know, I just really want it to fit the 2023 football team, too. So, and we'll always do that, that first Monday before the regular season game. So I've always held it later. But I have to get it in for the shirts and sweatshirts. So we'll get it in here next couple of weeks, hopefully.
Now, here's what Mike McCarthy had to say about what his message was to the players ahead of their break that they're about to take ahead of training camp. Take a listen.
I think our guys did a hell of a job. So that was a big part of the message. I'm very pleased where we are as far as our, you know, understanding and really diving into the why of each scheme and in the conversations. Because, like, you know, the more the players are speaking, you know, you're always asking questions to the players in the group meetings and the team meetings and the individual meetings. And the more that they're talking and interacting and it's the forum gets – you know, more and more open, you know, to me, that's a really good sign of where you are, you know, in all three phases. And I think our guys did a heck of a job.
Now, before we get into what the rest of this offseason is going to look like for the Cowboys, let's talk about some other news that we heard about this week. Dak Prescott is partnering with Dude Perfect as an owner of a Major League Pickleball team called the Frisco Pandas. Here's what Dak had to say about owning his very own team.
Pickleball, everything. What do you mean? I'm an owner. No, I love pickleball. I do. It's a game that, you know what's crazy, man? I was told about pickleball maybe, it was my rookie year, and I was told I need to invest and this and that, so I missed that gig. But I've been playing it that long, I guess you could say. I've known about it that long, but then just fell back in love with it a year ago. Yeah, it's a fun game, great for my footwork, very, very challenging. So yeah, I'm excited now to partner up with Dude Perfect and own a team.
He also threw in there that when it comes to his role with the team, he won't be like a Jerry Jones, but he'll let Dude Perfect delegate his role. And lastly, something I definitely wanted to give kudos to Mike McCarthy for, because he issued practice shirts to the team on the last day of Cowboys minicamp that honored the memory of the victims in the Allen mass shooting. He also made a private donation to a charitable fund that supports those impacted as well. This all according to Michael Gilkin, who wrote a great article about it. Love this from Mike McCarthy, and of course, just had to give him his kudos for this. So real quick, let's go over what the rest of the offseason will look like for the Cowboys, because although the offseason program has officially come to the end for the Cowboys vets, the rookies still have meetings and life skill sessions with the coaches next week, all according to Mike McCarthy. After that, the team goes on a break before they officially will report to training camp in Oxnard, California on July 24th. And I'm just so excited. This offseason is flying by. We're already done with OTAs. We're already done with minicamp. And now we just wait for training camp. And it was a very busy week in minicamp, so that means we have you covered here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. Let's talk about your Friday lineup, because you can expect a new episode of Girls Talking Boys with Kelsey Charles and Meg Murray, as well as a new episode of The Star Seminar with Danny Phantom and Rabble Rouser. As for your Saturday, you can expect a new episode of The World's Team with Meg Murray and Paul Stewart. And that's officially all I have for you today, my friends, but don't you worry, I'll be back soon with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. I hope you have a great rest of your Friday, a fantastic weekend, and you just remember how amazing you are. period. Need I say more? Because again, here's your reminder, you're fantastic, you are capable of great things, and you deserve some relaxation this weekend. Go have a great one, go make it count, and we'll talk real soon, Cowboys Nation.